8:56 and 33 degrees. Time to check on commodity markets with Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian.
Well, some news economically coming out this morning. Is that having any effect on commodities so far?
Yeah, I think that we saw a little bit of a movement whenever the jobs report and stuff came out there this morning. But we did get an announcement as well that there was a 600-some thousand metric ton sale of beans to China. That kind of sparked things for a little bit, but we've kind of settled back in and we're up a little bit on corn, kind of mixed here across the board, up on corn and wheat and down a little bit on soybeans. Right now we've got the May corn at 366. That's up 0.75 cents. The new crop corn is at 389 3/4. That's up 3/4. And on the soybeans, we're May beans at $9 even. That's down 2.5. And the November beans at 933 3/4. That's down 2 3/4. On the wheat, we're up a day, which is unusual in the last few weeks here. May wheat is at 440.5. That's up 2 1/4. New crop July wheat is at 447.5. That's up 2.5. For the week, we've got the corn down about 7 1/4 cents on the corn for the week. On the soybeans, we are down about 11 cents for the week. And on the corn, on the wheat, we're down about 22.5 cents on the week. So not a good week again, two in a row. We've had some pretty tough situation on the markets. Of course, the big news today is a crop report, March supply and demand update. It's usually kind of a snoozer. Quarterly stocks and the acreage report on the 29th is really kind of the main event in March. The average trade estimates are really not looking for any big changes to be made. I think the South American information will be what people pay the most attention to. We do have the USDA's got some room to come down a little bit on their beans in Brazil. So we'll see how that goes. We wouldn't expect a lot of activity because of the report. If we find a little spark somewhere, we got a lot of fuel for a short covering rally here, but this time of the year is kind of tough unless we have a South American weather problem of some kind.
All right, Bill, thanks a lot for the update.
Yep, thank you.
That's Bill Mayer joining us from Strategic Farm Marketing here in Champaign.
Support for Morning Edition comes from the Urbana Parks Foundation, strengthening the local parks and enhancing the health and vibrancy of the community. More information on how to support Urbana's parks, programs, and activities can be found online at urbanaparksfoundation.org.
Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says mostly cloudy skies today, a high of 43 degrees, east wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies will drop to a low of 31. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. 1A is next. It's 9 o'clock.